This is with a previous employer, and this is quite some time ago, but I can tell you at the time I was one of these people that was viewed as a, let's say, a high potential employee.
Okay.
Which, a positive thing, right? So, you know.
That's really positive.
The company considered myself and some of my colleagues to be people that had a great amount of potential in terms of growing and developing. And my background was in accounting and finance, and I was working in a division of the company that needed that level of expertise. A consolidated approach, how do you look at your organization across disparate geographical land perspective? Because the companies that we manage were in different parts of the world.
So let me set some context for the audience. Mm-hmm. I want to find out a little bit about, at the time of the story, how many years of experience have you had?
Mm-hmm.
And are you managing people at that time?
Yeah, I probably had 10 years of experience.
Okay.
And was not managing people directly, but I ended up managing a project team.
Cross-functional teams.
Yeah, cross-functional team.
Okay.
And so I was the business owner of the project, and then I had an IT partner that did a lot of the infrastructure heavy lifting under my guidance from a business perspective.
Okay. So you were a high potential, you know, recognized to be one of those up-and-comer leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the issue?
The issue was that the information that was coming in from these different locations around the world back into the headquarters was not in a consistent format. There were concerns about the timeliness of the information as well as the accuracy, and then there was an issue around converting it back to U.S. accounting standards because it was coming from other countries.
So that was the business issue you were facing.
Yes.
About what was the career issue that this story is about?
Yeah, sure. So the career issue for me in this story is that, you know, I've always been someone that was a problem solver, and I thought that just, hey, you put your head down and you solve problems and good things are going to happen.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And I think as this story unfolds, there are some lessons learned for me in that assumption.
Okay.
And
okay.
It challenged
my
thinking and my belief in that, and that good work pays off.
I think a lot of us, myself included, had that assumption at some point in my career. So I would love to hear what happened.
Yep. So we talked about the business challenge as well, and it was just kind of put to me by the actual president of the business unit, hey, I need for you to solve this problem. I need to be able to look on my computer and have it at my fingertips and understand what the results are.
Across the world.
And so we solved that.
Okay.
We created an online reporting system. Had never been done before.
Okay.
It was a phenomenal project. It went well. It called for coordination across all of these separate business units, as well as coordination with the IT group that was based in the U.S.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, good results.
Good results. Fantastic project. Even to the extent that the project was acknowledged by the CEO as one of the top projects of the year, and myself and my team were given the award, a top award for performance. And so,
great.
Exactly,
so what's
right?
I'm waiting for the wow. So that's the congratulations.
Yeah,
that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah,
so you worked with a lot of people and created a very new solution for the company and was recognized.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what am I missing?
So then the fun part begins, and we start seeing and understanding what it means to truly change a corporate culture and to truly get buy-in from various levels of the organization. I was under the mistaken impression that because the president wanted it, that it was going to be done and adopted by all the key stakeholders in the company. And the reality of it, of the situation was that I hadn't really done a good job of understanding what it means to go through full change management and truly get adoption from various levels of leadership within the organization so that they truly saw this as a tool for them that could help them be more efficient and better at their jobs versus it being something that they were just being told to use.
So you actually implemented a solution. The solution itself met the needs of the president.
Yes.
The president recognized you and your team for it.
Yeah.
And it kind of was mandated down for usage instead of supported by the middle tier management that is supposed to use it to to do its work.
And being at that stage in my career, I didn't connect the dots quickly. I eventually figured that out, but it was probably a little bit late in the game.
What exactly happened that sort of triggered you to think, oh, wait, something is wrong
here? A lot of resistance to the tool.
Okay.
Even after the award.
Oh, so president already supports it.
Yeah.
The tool is functioning.
Yes, it works.
So it's kind of like, and there's all these logical reasons why everyone should use it.
Exactly.
Yet people are asking questions, pushing back, or just not using it.
Not using it, or you're dragging them across the finish line every month just to get the data put into the system.
Okay.
Versus it being a part of their rhythm, where it's just a natural part of what they're doing during the course of the month.
Right.
It was always like, oh my gosh, we got to get this data put into this tool.
Oh.
You know?
And what was the assumption you made that you thought, oh, whoops, that's not...
You know, I think it was one of those things where we thought that it was just growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized, no, this is more than just growing pains. This is actually resistance. People don't really want to use this.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it was really disheartening because we had done... And the core team, I mean, we're talking 15 to 20 people.
How many months of work?
6 months easily. You know, enough for us to feel very dedicated to the effort.
Of course.
But we realized that the change management piece hadn't stuck. I mean, we did have a change management person, but you did the typical things, right? You know, you did the communications, and you had the meetings with the leaders, and they all sat and nodded their heads. So it's not like we totally turned a blind eye to it.
Mm.
But what I didn't recognize, because I was probably junior in my career, was that as we were having these superficial change management meetings, I didn't recognize that there was still some path. There was really resistance to it.
Strong signs of... And why do you think, did you ever figure out what the resistance was? That they were just felt slighted, that you didn't talk to them earlier, or that you didn't understand where they were?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge when something feels like it's a directive that they haven't had a chance to provide input on.
Mm.
And it could have been there could have been some very simple things that could have happened, which is, first of all, granted, let's say the president saw it and he was happy about it. I think that my immediate manager should have pulled us aside and said, okay, guys, if you really want to be successful here, we need to start working bottoms up and have some good work sessions and allow people to provide input and iterate and that kind of thing. And we didn't do that.
Mm.
We kind of went off into our little silo, created this wonderful product, popped back out of silo and said, here you go. and by the way, we did have some simple little conversations with your leadership teams, and everyone's giving us thumbs up and ready to go.
And now you do. You add this workload on top of what you're doing.
Right.
And
figure out how to replace what you're doing with this, which clearly you can figure that out, right?
Oh.
You know, so, and it wasn't said like that, but that's, I'm sure that's how it was received.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And, so a big lesson learned. And it's one of those things where it's the nuance of it, because in many ways, again, me being relative, 10 years is not junior, but it was junior for what we were doing because it was such a big project.
Yeah.
And not really understanding that while we did have, quote unquote, some change management sessions and meetings, we truly hadn't hit it in the right way.
You got to influence all the people who needs to change their everyday work.
Exactly.
In a way that they felt empowered.
Exactly.
And included instead of told.
Exactly. Yeah. And not really understanding that as deeply as I do today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously that's something that I clearly get today. If I could do that project all over again, it'd be very different.
Right.
And I think it would have been something that would have had the same type of gloss on it and would have had the bright lights and bells on it and caught everyone's attention like it did. But underneath that, I think it would have had the real substance to actually stick.
So what happened with that tool?
Eventually, it was mothballed after about 2 years.
Wow.
After all the fanfare.
And all the hard work.
And the thing about it, to this day, the company still doesn't have something as evolved as that.
Right.
And this is 10 years ago before we even have some of the technology that we have today.
Right.
The concept and the online capabilities and the drill down capabilities.
You got the perfect answer almost, like from a technology and process operation standpoint. But when people don't adopt and people are resistant to it, it doesn't matter.
The technology solution is so good that in many ways today, if we didn't change any aspect of that technology, it would still be competitive to this today.
Wow.
That's how good our thinking was on the tool.
Wow.
And you know how much technology has evolved in 10 years. Technology evolved in 10 months.
Right.
But it was that strong. You know?
Wow. So how did it affect your career in any way?
You know, it probably, it affected me, and ultimately I think my career, in that I actually had one executive tell me, you should stop talking about that project.
Oh.
Yeah.
This because you were such a champion.
Yeah. This is after the awards and all the accolades and everything else, and I'm trying to move on and do something else with my career. Well, my ticket into the conversation was, hey, by the way, I ran such and such project, you know, pay attention to me, we should talk. And, you know, because they didn't know who I was, you know, right. So I would explain, well, here's some of the work I've done. Everyone knows what the award is. So if you say I won this award for this project and this is my skill set and what I bring to the table, that helped when I was going to talk to executives that didn't know who I was within the company.
Right. But what did he say about why you shouldn't talk about it?
Because he felt like it could lead people down the path of me being a one-trick pony. And then for those that were closer,
they had a bad memory.
Their perception was this project didn't go as well as people might think it would have gone. It went.
Right.
And so his advice was, you should really stop.
Like, talk about your skills, exactly. But you don't have to actually focus on a project that had a lot of potential and had the right answers, quote unquote, but didn't have the people change influence behind it that made it happen.
Exactly.
This is a fascinating and awesome story. Thank you so much for sharing it. I know it's a big lessons learned for you. I guess if there was one parting advice you want to give to someone listening to this recording, what would it be?
You know, I would just say that aspirational projects are fantastic. Doing something that hasn't been done before, I mean, that's absolutely the kind of things that make people like myself tick. And that's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. So if that's where you are, then you should embrace that. However, along the way, you really have to think through, how do you bring people with you? Mm. You know, how do you bring the organization with you? That's the key element for me, that's the lesson learned, which is, you know, I've always been someone that's had these aspirational thoughts and have always thought beyond the current construct. In the past 10 years, I've evolved to develop a skill set and how to bring the organization with me and to build a team with me that understands that point of view as well. Mm-hmm. And that's truly where your impact can be exponential. Mm-hmm. And I think this story that I shared was a great example for me, because I learned from it. And even to this day, you know, there are people that will still look at it. You know, there are people that will tell you, oh, that was a great project. It was a success. We used it. It was a great tool.
Right. You know? There's some people who obviously definitely used it. Yep. But for the most part, the organization
struggled with, how do we adopt this and how do we own it? It only takes a handful of them to be that way, a handful of people to feel that way.
Well, and also now, you know, you manage a lot of people. Yeah. And I think that I'm sure that you also look for opportunities to mentor others who are in that situation. Because there's a lot of people who are extremely smart, extremely driven, and almost don't understand why the right answer can't be implemented in some ways.
Yeah.
And so this kind of story where it's like, it might be the right answer in a black box.
Yeah.
But you have to bring the organization along and figure out, is it ready?
Yeah.
And how to make it ready.
Yeah.
And that kind of knowledge is something that you have personal experience with. Mm-hmm. And so you can recognize, if you are that manager now of initiatives, you can not only help yourself, but actually mentor a lot of your team.
Exactly.
Members,
so. Exactly. So it's something that it truly was a gift for me, because I've been able to share my, I don't necessarily share that story, but I've shared the learnings from that experience in a way, just as you suggested, that I think is helpful for others.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.